And that actually is a good segue into this Advent season. We focus in these first 3 weeks on the return of Jesus and his second coming. And our theme is waiting. And as I shared at the beginning of Mass, waiting can take on two flavors. Waiting can be boring. But that's not what the waiting of Advent is supposed to be. It's an attentive waiting. It's an active waiting. It's the realization that, as we hear in Scripture, we do not know the day nor the hour. And as I shared at the beginning of Mass, there's two individuals that I had met recently that I think embody this idea of active waiting. Yesterday, I had a memorial service over at Smith Funeral Chapel. Just found out my cell phone is lying in their parking lot. I hope it didn't get snow plowed away. And Daniel O'Brien was the gentleman who I did the service for. And I was really blown away because as I did my normal routine of meeting with the family and prepping for the ceremony, I asked them a question I ask every family. What readings, would you like for your beloved? And they gave me a reading that in 22 years of priesthood, I have never received. And they gave me the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Philippians. And for a little biblical refresher, that passage, the famous part of it in the history of the church is when Paul writes out eloquently, Jesus Christ, though in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking on the form of a slave. But before that, there's a beautiful little introduction to that hymn, and it is a hymn, even though you don't see musical notes, about the person of Christ. And that little commentary basically says, we do not live for oneself, and we do not die for oneself. We do not think of ourselves when we act, but we think of the other in Christ. And I was like, poof. And the typical inquisitive priest I am, I'm like, well, why that passage? I just want to. They said, when we think of our Father, this passage all throughout our lives would come to mind. Father, he did nothing for himself. Even when at times we wish he did. He lived profoundly as a man of service toward others. And it was all based on his love of Christ. And story after story after story after story. How did he die? He died unexpectedly. A blockage in his small intestine that he didn't realize nor anybody else existed. It ruptured in 1 week. He was at a family Christmas event, being the jovial self that he was. The next week, we were at Smith Funeral Home. Welcome to attentive waiting, being ready for when Christ comes again. When I was cruise boat chaplain, yep, here we go. Father's got to talk about his cruise again. When I was cruise boat chaplain and celebrating Mass for Royal Caribbean, Sunday, we were out in the Atlantic Ocean, 10-foot swells, as I was putting everything, all the appointments on the altar for Mass. I suddenly started notice I was just naturally swaying at the altar. And I thought, the Lord be with you. And I'm not encouraging this kind of body motion from you today, by the way. And I'm like, this could be an interesting Mass. And there was this gentleman who came up, man, it was like he was sitting on a rocket, and he just said, Father, are you a father? Are you a priest? I'm like, oh, I hope so. That's why I'm here, to celebrate Mass. He said, there's Mass on the boat. There's Sunday Mass on the boat. I didn't know that. Like, yep, there's Sunday Mass in the boat, and I just, You know, it was one of those moments as a priest, I was like, hey, another happy customer. You know, just, you know, all happy. I'm going to go and I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to tell my brother, I'm going to tell my brother's wife, Father, we might be a couple of minutes late, but can I go and bring down here? Go for it. I'm like, I'll unleash the hounds, you know, just go and go to the highways, the byways, the boat cabins, just bring them all. And off he went. For those of you who followed my daily journals on my cruise, 2 days before the cruise was done, a gentleman passed away. And I got called down to the sick bay, to the morgue, to pray with him and the family. And he had already passed, and when I had pulled the bed sheet back, it was him. It was the man who came forward just excited that there'd be Mass. You know, and I couldn't help but think, and I feel comfortable saying, I was just doing they usually sit over here or over here. I don't see the hulls at this Mass today. I mean, think of Bernie Hull. I mean, or not Bernie, Bernie's his wife. Dwayne Hull. I'm so bad with names. Think of Dwayne Hull. You know, think of the Hulls. You know, that scenario, you're on the vacation of your life. This gentleman was 69 years old, in good health. The only warning sign says he felt a little bit off the day before. And to be quite frank, on a boat out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, there's a lot that can make you feel off when you're in that scenario. So nothing really, no alarms were going off for the family. Passed away in his sleep. And when I sat and I talked with his brother, and the shock you can imagine with that. It's like, Father, we've been sitting here thinking, why him and not us? Typical survivor's guilt, very normal feeling to have. And he said, he was the best Catholic among us. He's like, Father, I got to share this little story. I think it'll tickle your heart. He came into our room and he was just on fire and was so excited to tell us, there's a Mass on the boat. We better get down there right now. Let's go. Not knowing that he had talked with me beforehand. So I said, hey, do I got news for you? You know, you talked with him? Welcome to Advent attentive waiting for the Lord. Not a passive, bored waiting, but an active, living out your faith daily waiting. His brother and his brother's wife and his wife said to me, Father, we're so glad that we came to that Mass. We need to get some things together in our life. And I could tell they went from, because they were very honest with me. Father, I have to admit, when my brother was all excited about going to Mass on the boat, we were like, great. Okay. But he said that we need to change some things. We need to be a little bit more like my brother when it comes to faith. What kind of waiting are you in right now? Last Mass, I picked on one of my former students, Cody Longsdorf, and I said, Cody, I'm sorry, I love you, but please, my dear people, don't do what my high school students did in the faith life and think, when's the test? Okay, I'll start studying 2 days before. No, that's not how the spiritual life works. Love Cody like a brother, or his son, I should say. The whole idea of active waiting is we do the small things every day. To attentively wait for Christ's second coming. We accept his love now and live his love, and we don't obsess about when the day or the hour will be, because truth be told, it wouldn't surprise me if most of us, myself included, will meet Christ upon our death on this earth before he comes again in glory. Could be wrong. Kids might get the mother of all snow days tomorrow. Who knows? But the point being is that whether it's when Christ comes again or whether it's upon upon our death. What will the Lord find when he returns? Waiting in boredom, or waiting with attentiveness? Waiting that is like, I can cram it in about a half hour. Or waiting that's, I want to love now. So that when Christ comes again, the Advent call to meet Christ with joy can truly be a time of joy. And not a time of rut-row reggae. A time of fear of what we could have done. So as my first call to you to live as attentive members of the kingdom, live this week with attentive waiting. Not a waiting that's like, come on, Jesus, anytime now, please. But waiting like these two gentlemen. Waiting and living in a way that reminds our loved ones of scripture passages like Daniel O'Brien's family. An attentiveness of just enthusiastically showing your joy for Mass, even when the response is, wow, we're so happy for you. It very well may be in those simple acts of attentive waiting, you might change the heart of somebody else. Or perhaps better put, God may change somebody's heart through your actions. Live in that attentive waiting. Live as an Advent person. Live as a person attentively waiting for the Lord's return. And share the love that Christ has given to you in the meantime as we participate in that active, attentive waiting.